This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This is a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Recorded live by Tankville Studios and Fallen Industries.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a special edition of the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Now, if you can hear noise behind us right now, we're not in our normal Tankfield studios. We are in kind of the hustle and bustle right now of Moorfields Station. It's all happening. It's the day of the Sound Station Festival. We've got 10 artists ready to compete in the final, hoping to impress a panel of discerning judges. All very exciting. I'm going to be chatting to some of the people involved. We've also got some great music as well to play, including a live session with the eventual winners who'll be going into Tankfield Studios this week. So, the 10 artists that we've got here today, we got Gazelle, we got The Johns, A Lovely War, Delia, Faye Moore, Stilia, Astles, Joe Mary, Katie Mack, and Cave Party. They've all uploaded an entry to the year-long prize competition. They've been picked to appear today. So exciting. Can't wait to see who wins. It could literally be any of them. That's what's exciting about this. It's going to be a fantastic showcase of local emerging talent. Speaking of local talent, now this guy, he might be from Ireland, but he's an adopted Scouser. It's Dave O'Grady, aka Seafoam Green, with a track of his new album. It's called Pity Tyrants. Now this is fantastic. Get onto it. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast.
Take my aim and look it out. If I could line them on a wall, take my aim and look at how they fall. 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 They fall. They fall. They fall.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
I'll tell you what a tune, what a great, great musician. Seafoam Green, that is Pity Tyrants on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. So we're down in Moorfield Station and I'm echoing down a big long corridor right now. So if you're wondering what's going on, it's the final of the Merseyrail Sound Station prize today. And someone who knows all about it is our winner from last year, Katie Alex. How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm very good. So you're one of the judges today. So who would have thought 12 months ago when you were performing here, that 12 months on, you'd be judging it as the winner from last year?
I know. It's crazy. I remember being on stage and watching all the judges like, ooh, did they like me? And now I'm one of them.
It must be nerve-wracking though, getting up on stage and something like this, you know, when the judges are watching and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially when everyone's smashing it so far today. So when you've got to get up and follow someone and you're like, will it be better? It's competitions though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's comps. How are you going to judge it? How are you going to do it? Because it's a tough job.
Professionalism, I think. And who's most ready? I think that counts. If you're going to get a year's worth of mentoring, I think being almost there and getting that extra push off the industry standards that'll help.
That can really help, and it's obviously helped you a lot because you have had a phenomenal 12 months. Yeah, you're now with Halem, which is your new band. You've played Lymph, you've done all sorts. It's been a big year.
Yeah, it's been really big. We're just focusing on getting some demos out now because we were kind of surviving on these really crappy SoundCloud demos. We're finally been releasing 3 songs. We're trying to aim for another one and maybe an EP in January. So that's all coming from Power Street with Rich Turvey and Tom Longworth.
Brilliant. And there's loads online. And it's so good to kind of see you guys on stage because I always think this, we've done a lot of gigs together. You sound so different to anyone else out there. And you kind of make people's ears pop up as soon as they hear your sound, don't they?
Yeah, it is different. It comes with the negatives, like we're having to adjust and do a Halem DJ set to go along with the live sets because we've noticed that for dance acts there's not much in Liverpool, so we're gonna mix it up a bit and do a bit of DJing as well.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, listen, best of luck. You've got tons online. Where should people head to if they want to find out more?
Head to facebook.com/ Halem Music.
Halem, and that's H-A-L-E-M. Katie Alex, thank you so much. We get back to judging. Yes. Big job today. That winner will be announced a little bit later. We've teamed up with Bar Huss, which is a new bar on Tyburn Street, to announce that winner there. And Katie will be performing as well. We look forward to that. Right now, though, let's get some more new music on. This is Toyson Salako, and it's called Money, and it's on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast.
I'm only asking you a question. Is there an easy way to get what I want? And all I really need is money. And entertain myself the way that I want. And when I take a look at myself, this part-time job to buy a car that don't work. And when I take a look at you, hey, your BMW with weed and your bun. Ask me what you want it, what's it gonna be? Without a price tag, I can be free. I got to look and find out what's it gonna be. Feel like a slave and I'm looking for peace. Ask me what's it gonna be? Without a price tag, I can be free. Got to look and find out what's it gonna. Feel like a slave and I'm looking for peace. Alright. How you make it look so easy? I
Got some friends who like to take it their way. I'm just not that type of person. I'm sure someday I see my honesty pay. So sick and tired of the struggle. Temptations leading me to go out and hustle. Don't you think it's kind of funny? Yeah. I take for granted what my mom, she does for me. Yeah, so what's it gonna be? Without a price tag, I could be free. Got to look and find it. What's it gonna be? You're like a slave and I'm looking for peace. Ask me what's it gonna be? Without a price tag, I could be free. Got to look and find it. What's it gonna be? Feel like a slave and I'm looking for peace.
To Merseyrail Sound Station. Check out MerseyrailSoundStation.com for exclusive videos and photographs from this month's live session.
Great song. That is Tosin Salako on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Hope you're good. Something very different for this month's edition. We're down in Moorfield Station. It's big, it's vast, it's very acoustic and echoey. We've got a great little gig on. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station finale. And two of our finalists are with me right now. We've got Katie Mack and we got Dan, who's Astles. How are we doing, guys?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We're good. So you two have just performed on trains on the way here to the gig. Katie, let's start with you. How was that and what train was it?
I came from New Brighton. It was fun, and people are very surprised by you being there playing, but I really enjoyed it. It was good, yeah.
Did you fall over? Did you, you know, because trains can be bumpy.
Yeah, I fell over once, so I sat down after that. Yeah, we kind of got settled.
What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I had a really good time. I had it was sort of weird mix of people. I had half people loved it, half people were indifferent, and there was one guy who really didn't like it and was trying to do his best to get me to stop because it was against the law according to him. So that almost ruined it, but we got through it and it was a really good time. I really enjoyed it.
Well, let's hope that man doesn't come to Morpheus Station today because he'll get the shock of his life. Let's talk about you two music wise. So Katie, tell us about you. Explain who you are, what your music is all about. Explain your story so far.
Okay, so I'm Katie. I'm from Highton. I've basically just played acoustic for quite a few years, and then about 2 years ago I got a little band together. Well, the six of us were not that little, but and now we're just kind of, I don't know, playing around. I've just released an EP in October and I've got a full UK tour in December that we've organised, so we're busy, we're getting on with it.
Shocker busy. Describe your music. What type of music is it?
Oh, it's a hard question, isn't it? I'd still kind of say it's very acoustic based, but it's not, because it's quite loud, so I don't really know. I don't know, I struggle to say what I sound like, but I'm sure we'll hear it anyway in a bit.
We're going to hear it in Moorfields in a little bit. Check Katie out online. Dan, Astles. Tell us about you and your music.
So I'm an 18-year-old singer-songwriter. I take influence from sort of, like, I love like classic songwriters, so John Martin and Jeff Buckley, so like ambient, folky sort of stuff. I've been playing around since I was about 14, 15. I was in my first band when I was 13, so I've just been playing around since then. I was in the Lymph Academy with Katie in the summer, so that's really good. And I'm just sort of trying to build a fan base up and work on my songs, so and hopefully early next year I'll have something to release that will have a bit of the impact I want.
Okay, well, you're both performing today as part of this big competition. We're going to crown the winner a little bit later on, so by the time this podcast is out, one of you could win. What would it mean to both of you to win this prize?
I'd really like, I mean, everyone is fabulous, like they really are, and I know a lot of them as well, so there's a lot of people who I'd really like to win, just if I wasn't in it, so it makes it a little bit harder, but it would mean the world after working so hard for quite a while now, and it would, like, the recognition would really be appreciated.
Now, part of the prize, you get recording time at Tankfield Studios on the Wirral, you get Mezuel train travel, you get industry mentoring, best of all, you get a pint off me at the bar later on. That's a big prize though, Dan, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd just be, like Katie said, like a really good recognition of all the hard work we've put in and stuff. And to have a team, like a mentoring team around you, I think would be really good to go to the next stage of my career.
Brilliant. We're talking very quiet, but there's echoes of us down that Moorfield Station corridor. Katie Mack, Dan Astles, thank you so much. Good luck today. And fingers crossed one of you will be winning this prize a little bit later. And if not, we'll see you both very soon. Right now, though, on the Mezuel Sound Station podcast, another band that have performed in this competition before. They're called Scarlet. This is new from them. It's called Your Control.
You know that I'm standing on.
Do you know what's funny? They were one of the bands that were performing at the Mezuel Sound Station 2 years ago, and they're doing great things now. They are called Scarlet, and that song is called Your Control. So we're at Moorfields. It's a little bit echoey. We're in a train station putting a gig on. We do it every year, Chris Torpy from Beat Olito. What a great atmosphere so far.
Indeed, Jay, you're right. And you say it's almost like a home for Mezuel Sound Station at the finalists now. I think it's the fourth time it's been here, and Moorfields doesn't look smarter or better.
Yeah.
It's great. I think the crowds are really picking up as well now. We've had 5 or 6 acts halfway through, so there's a decent crowd in, and the performances have been brilliant so far. I've just seen the managing director of Merseyrail just turned up with a big grin on his face. He's really enjoying it as well.
Oh, brilliant. Well, if we can press him, then we must be doing something right. We were talking then Scarlet. They are a band that have played Sound Station. You look at bands like She Drew the Gun. They were finalists. They didn't win. They played Glastonbury this year. Kind of shows how good this platform and how powerful it is.
It is. It shows you just how much you've got to pick from at the moment through all the local musicians that are around here, what the great talent pool is. So you're right, some of those artists that have had, like, they who played in the same year as they were in the finalists the same year as She Drew the Gun were, some of the artists have just kind of flown, so it could be a really good pick-off point for them, this winning this the Sound Station final this year. But even just being involved in it, I think is a sign of just how strong it is at the moment. So
exactly,
you're right, anything could happen in the next half hour. That's what Stingray thing was, wasn't it? But
so I'm watching you, like, side of stage, and you're like proper firm, concentrating on who's doing well, and what's going through your head. What are you thinking about as a judge?
Obviously the performance, obviously how tight they are, how accomplished they are. But if that was the only thing you were thinking of here, you wouldn't be able to pick between them, because all the artists are at such a high level anyway. So you're looking at potentially, you're looking at the kind of the songwriting ability, you're looking at how they might develop over the next few months, given a certain bit of kind of one-to-one mentoring, people genuinely picking apart the music and thinking about how far you can go.
You know what, we are in a train station, so we're not going to switch off. That is what happens down at Moorfields. It's funny, that hasn't happened yet when anyone's been on stage, which is a good thing. We're going to announce the winner very soon, and after the next track we're going to speak to the winner. So it's really exciting. We've got 4 acts to perform yet. The talent is up there, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, and it could be anyone at the moment. I mean, I've just been chatting to the judges so far, and everyone's split. No one's really kind of made their mind up yet. They want to see everyone and base it on kind of a little bit of thinking ahead of where people's ability might go. So there's still loads to come. So we've had 6, there's 4 still to come. The winner could be in one of the last 4. It could be in the first act. It could be anyone. So it is that strong. It's the strongest final that I've certainly been involved in.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to speak to that winner very, very soon. Big prize, industry mentoring for 12 months, Merseyrail travel and recording time at Tankfield Studios with our very own Michael Johnson. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast special edition down at Moorfields, and this is Red Rum Club. It's called Everybody's Friend.
Everybody's
Great band, great song, Red Rum Club on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. It's me, Jay. Hope you're good. Thanks for checking us out. So we've kind of moved on now. We've been in Moorfields for the bulk of this podcast. We're now in Liverpool City Centre, and it's a few days after the big final. So that means we've got our winner, and he stood with me right now. The winner of the Merseyrail Sound Station Prize 2016 was Astles. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Nice to speak to you again. Still on cloud nine from the win on Saturday, and just getting to terms of it because the hard work starts now.
We're outside Moorfield Station now. So were you nervous before you'd done that performance in there?
I was really nervous. Like, I think I found my nervous thing is I drink loads and loads of water. So I'd been to the toilet like four times and I just kept drinking, but I was nervous. But it went as good as it could have gone, I think.
We had 10 acts performing. You were crowned the winner, so you were the best of the 10. There was some great, great, big competition up there, yeah. With some great talent.
Yeah, I mean, some of the bands I know already and stuff, and some of the ones that like I really liked. I love Katie Mack, Joe Mary, I thought were amazing. A Lovely War, I thought we were like so cool. So I really wasn't expecting to win, but I'm just made up and thankful to the judges for picking me.
Okay, they were. It was a tough decision, but I think in the end they all went, yeah, he's the winner. It's got to be Astles. Tell us about you as a musician. Tell us your story so far. When did you kind of realise I want to do music?
I think I've always sort of known. I remember like being sat in the back of my dad's car when he had all his Billy Joel records on and stuff, and thinking like, this is amazing. I want to do this. And I was in a band and I was like 13. That sort of didn't work out. And ever since then, I've just been doing it by myself. And it's just gone from one thing to another. So I'm really like, yeah, I want to do it. And it's all I want to do.
Okay. Well, you've got a big 12 months ahead, mate. You've got a great prize, industry mentor in Merseyrail Travel. You've got recording time in our very own Tankfield Studios with Michael Johnson. It's going to be a good year.
I can't wait, yeah. I'm just really excited to see where it takes me.
Okay. Well, listen, mate, well done again. You're now going to go back to Tankfield Studios and hear you live in session. So you've chosen two songs that you perform live for us. What have you got? And tell us about the first song.
The first song's called Number 12. Wrote it just over a year ago now. I hope you like it.
Okay. Dan Astles, thank you, mate, and we look forward to seeing what 2017 has in store. Cheers, buddy. This is Astles on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, live in session at Tankfield Studios, our winner of the Merseyrail Sound Station Prize 2016. Thank you.
myself for original sin, but I know it's wrong, but I haven't felt happy in so long. I don't belong, and I don't belong, and I don't belong.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
This next song's called Time Forgot. Thank you.
final sign, the strings and the pretty little things that left a heart in your little box that time forgot. I'm a marvelous Irene. Bunt t-shirts and albums that I love to listen to. And oh, I wonder if I'll ever understand what you went through. But I just wish I could speak to you. And all photographs memories of people are probably never me, but I'll paint a picture of you if I can. And my mother said you stayed out. Buying t-shirts and albums that I love to listen to. And oh, I wonder if I'll ever understand what you went through. But I just wish, and I just wish I could speak to you. And I picked up the vinyls and the strings and the pretty little things that you left up in your little box. Time forgot.
How good was that? Hope you enjoyed that session from our Merseyrail Soundstation Prize winner 2016. We've got one more podcast before the end of the year. We're going to be reviewing the year in Merseyside music with Bido Lito, editor Chris Torpy. It's been a fantastic year, right the way from Threshold to Lymph to Oh Yeah. Tons going on as always in Liverpool and Merseyside, so look out for that one. We're going to leave you with this. This is an excellent track from Atlas Eyes. This one is called Mila. We leave you with this and we'll see you in December on the Merseyrail Soundstation podcast.
What's in your heart? You double up over breathing and in. It's in your bones, it's in your soul. Paper thin, we rip at the seam, trying to cover up the space in between. And it's so pitifully small.
Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Follow us on Twitter at MR Sound Station and like us on Facebook. Get there by train.